Welcome to Health Reimagined. I'm John Meyer from Meyer Media, powered by Ingram Micro. Today, we're getting into a part of healthcare IT that doesn't always get the spotlight, but without it, nothing else works. Data. Where it lives, how it moves, and what happens to it when systems change. Let's get into it. Please join me in welcoming Jeff from Keystone Technologies to the show. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, John. Good to be here. Thanks.
Jeff, who is Keystone and what problem are you trying to solve?
Keystone is a small boutique IT firm dedicated to helping healthcare systems use technology to further patient care. We have a very strong ethic and desire to help the healthcare industry move the mark forward.
Jeff, when most people think about healthcare technology, they actually think about the systems of clinics that use every day, but there's a whole layer underneath that, the data infrastructure. How would you describe the state of that infrastructure in most health systems today?
Generally a mess.
That's an understatement, I'm assuming.
Unfortunately, there's data silos all over the place, and that's the thing that we enjoy most trying to help health systems solve. Data is locked up in all these individual systems and can't really talk to one another. Bringing those systems together is our passion.
Is one of the reasons behind that is because there are so many individual satellite buildings, offices, they're all over the place, and some data might live locally, some might be in the cloud, some might be at their core data center?
Well, that describes more the physical distribution of healthcare systems. Data tends to live in one data center or a series of data centers. That's not the issue. Within those data centers, the data is logically siloed. It's in different systems. Those systems may be accessible by everyone, but those systems can't talk to one another well. And when you get to the point of analytics and you need to get data from all those different systems put together in one place, that's the challenge. Just doing the transactional things, taking a patient's blood pressure, for example, not a problem. But if you want to do analytics on that, further see what happens when 1,000 blood pressures are taken over the last month, that sort of analytic is very difficult to do.
Jeff, health systems have been through enormous changes, mergers, acquisitions, systems replacements. What does all that churn do to the data landscape over time?
Well, acquisitions are ramping up. It's happening more and more. And every time an acquisition happens, there's a winner and a loser when it comes to the IT systems. The loser systems need to be melded into the existing systems. That's where we come into the picture. We are here for data conversions. We help organizations move EMR and other data from one system to another, from losers to winners.
What does that process look like?
So a conversion process will be, it'll depend on the system, it'll depend on the organization, but it often starts with taking a look at the system itself, how it's architected. We extract the data out into a series of flat files. We work with the clinical folks or other operational folks who have interest in that system to map that data from the existing system to the new system, because data structures are always different. Things don't transfer over neatly. Nothing is standardized in healthcare. Even if you're converting two different systems that are from the same vendor, if they're from two different health systems, they will have been built differently, and therefore those data structures will be different. It's just a different problem. It's a new day every time we begin a new project.
I assume the conversation is unique for every customer. Understanding where the data lives, understanding how the data is being utilized, what systems are accessing that data, and how they're going to need to access that data when they move over to a new system.
That's exactly right.
Jeff, there's a lot of pressure on healthcare organizations right now to modernize for AI. Analytics, population health, how much of that data is running into the reality of what's actually under the hood?
That's a great question. It goes back to what I stated a moment ago. Most systems in healthcare today are transactional systems. A transactional system is one, for example, a nurse takes a blood pressure and enters that into the computer. In response to that blood pressure, a few minutes later, she may give a drug to make that blood pressure better in some way. That's another transaction. So transactional data is one thing, and healthcare vendors, healthcare EMR vendors, ancillary systems, they've all gotten very good at these transactional systems. But the analytics is a whole different matter, and that's what you asked about AI and BI and all the other analytics. Population health management is very heavy on analytics. Being able to get at that data in an analytical way is a completely different problem than transactional systems. So the value for AI, the value for BI depends on the quality of that data. And moving that data from one system to the next, as time evolves and systems get acquired, there are winners, there are losers. The losers get left behind, and often they're just a cost drag, and the data within them never gets realized. The value of that data never gets realized. That's where we come in. We take that data, we, in a very quality fashion, get that data to the new system, but also make it available for any AI, BI, any other analytics. Super important, and it's where healthcare is going. Data unification is the new thing in healthcare. Being able to unify that data and unlock the value in it is the challenge that all healthcare systems are facing today. Those that begin that journey sooner rather than later are going to get to value quicker.
Keystone has been doing this for 25 years in a space full of what you would call generalists. What does it mean to go deeper rather than wider, and why does that matter in healthcare IT?
Going deep is important. You know, the folks that we have doing these data conversions have literally been doing it for 20, 25 years. That gives them very deep knowledge, not just of data and IT and all the feeds and speeds that are technology. They have that, but they also understand healthcare. They understand the systems that they're working with. They've worked hand in hand with the clinicians and the other operational folks over the years to understand how those systems are used, how that data is viewed, what quality data looks like versus what bad data looks like. A data conversion is not a binary thing. It's not either I succeed or I don't. There are degrees of good. I've seen some data conversions done where discrete data is just piled into a PDF, to a document, and dumped into the new system. It's technically been converted and in the new system, but it's not usable. It's not going to show up on a flow sheet. It's not going to be able to be queried by an analytics system down the road in any way. The effort to get it back there would be extraordinary. We do the best we can to keep discrete data discrete and mapped into the new system. You know, those things are just super important. In our point of view, the reason we are so deep on these things is that that's the way to unlock information. There's a difference between data and information. Data are the bits and bytes that sit on some disk somewhere. Information are the actionable things that we can do with combinations of that data.
EMR migrations are some of the most complex projects a health system can actually take on. What's actually happening to the data during the process, and where can things actually go wrong?
It's a very complicated process. The data first has to be extracted. The clinical folks have to be involved. When there's clinical data involved, clinical folks have to be involved. Often we get pushback from organizations that we work with that our clinical folks don't have time to do this work. You know, that's what we hired you for, but we insist the clinical folks have to review this data with us. They have to be there hip to hip doing this process. And that's where the real value comes in. And that's where we know we've gotten it right. When the clinical folks have reviewed and said, yep, you nailed it. It looks just as good in the new system as it did in the old.
There's a strong push towards SaaS for everything right now. What's your honest take on where the model serves healthcare well and where it starts to work against an organization?
That's a great question. SaaS versus, so Keystone is very much in favor of the cloud. We've embraced SaaS, we use SaaS, but there's a point of view that we've developed that in many cases, with beginning with larger organizations in particular, SaaS can really get in the way. SaaS can lead to a very siloed situation with your data. If you have a dozen different SaaS vendors, you're going to have a dozen different silos. If you're trying to come up with one business continuity DR strategy, you're going to have a dozen different vendors and a dozen different silos of data that you're going to have to be concerned with. Our point of view is that virtual private data center, VPC, is the way to go for large organizations. I think SaaS is going to be viewed as more and more of a problem. Sure, you can get access to the data with SaaS, but SaaS is designed from the ground up to be a transactional system, as I defined before. It's not an analytics system. And when you want to do analytics, you can go to the vendor and you can get access to their APIs, which will allow you to get to the data. But those APIs tend to be fragile. They'll break often. They tend to be hard to implement. They tend to be expensive.
Jeff, healthcare is one of the most targeted industries for cyber attacks. How do you think about security when you're managing data this sensitive and at this large of a scale?
It's wrapped into everything we do. Security is not a separate line item for us. It's not a separate offering. We're not a cybersecurity company. We don't sell any of those products. But it's wrapped up into everything we do. Healthcare data is so serious. It's the most heavily regulated data industry out there. It's also the most varied body of data out there. For those reasons, we take security very seriously. We have a four-pillar approach we work with all of our clients on. We fully secure every bit of data that we're working on with our clients. Often when we're doing data conversions, we don't even allow data to leave an organization's boundary. We depend on their security piece. We're very focused on multi-factor authentication, EDR, MDR, SIEM, for any of the hosted systems that we do for our clients, the archives, the data archives that we have for our clients and we host, all of those pieces, all of those pillars are in place. We insist on it. It's not an option. It's part of the offering that we do because we take cybersecurity so very seriously. And then for organizations that we do other work with, we strongly advocate for doing security awareness training, because that's the weakest link in security right now in all of healthcare is the human element. That's where hackers are getting in these days. It's rarely brute force through the firewall or through the network or intruding a server. It's getting in through someone clicking on a link. And so security awareness training is that most important part.
It's not an add-on, it's included. It's part of the service.
It's part of our DNA.
Yep, that's pretty good. For healthcare systems facing a transition or sitting on years of legacy data, what does that first conversation look like with your team?
It starts with us listening. Every healthcare organization is different. Everyone has different challenges. They have a different set of systems. They have a different targets, you know, that they're moving to. They're in different stages of their merger acquisition activities. They may simply be upgrading. So listening is the first most important part, getting a lay of the land, getting an understanding of what their goals are, what their budget is, what their ability to draw their clinical and operational folks in. Like I said before, that's always a hard conversation, but it's a very important one. And from there, we develop a plan and we work with the system to achieve their goals. We understand their timelines. And to date, we've always come in on budget and on time.
Jeff, my last question for you is, where do you see healthcare and data migrations in the next few months?
It's a growing situation. Healthcare organizations, there's more mergers and acquisitions going on now than ever before. We see a lot of opportunity there. We're getting questions even at the show today. We have seen so much activity. So it's ramping up and we're looking to increase our throughput. We're looking at tools that allow us to move faster and do these things with more confidence than ever before. And we look forward to the future and where everything is going.
Jeff, thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
To learn more about Keystone Technologies and how they're helping healthcare organizations manage, migrate, and protect their most critical data, visit KeystoneTechnologies.com. Stay tuned because there's more to come from Health Reimagined.